there's a place.
All right, big thanks. That's it. There we go, right here. Radio Valencia. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They're going to be back next Monday night, 6 to 10 p.m., right here in the Radio Valencia studios. Transmissions from the Mission. Hell's Kitchen Radio is on right now, every Monday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Really pleased as punch that you've come to join me. I'm thrilled. Thrilled just to be in the space with you. It's looking good. It's looking bright. It's looking bright. Because Maldoror and Shay took over, and it's all bright. You guys should come down, hang out. Just come see us. 3227 22nd Street. Come on down. Come hang out. Come play with me. Come here. Come. But what happened? Yeah, the window. Oh my God, I could see through it. He's pointing to the clean windows. The clean windows that we can see through. Now it's spring cleaning time on Radio Valencia. Everything must go. You can just come and take things away, especially the dirt. You can just come take all the dust and all the dirt away from the studio. Go until 10 o'clock tonight. It's just me tonight. It's just me. That's it. Nobody else. I'm not no guest tonight. First time in a month, I think, I don't have a guest. But stay tuned, because on April 6th, I have a really exciting show I'll talk to you guys about later. And on June 13th, there's a big show coming. I'm not ready to announce anything yet. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I've got a big heart on for this one. It's going to be so much fun. I can't begin to tell you how thrilled this is going to be. Thrilling for all of us. Anyway, John Hill, you're going till 10 o'clock tonight. You'll stick around, right? You're going to have some fun? Radio Valencia.
No, George. Played a tape of a scientist who was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again, because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here, because you're going to hear it right now.
From ya.
I wanted to find the Melvins version of that. I just didn't have time. So I had to play the original. Don't be angry at me. Paul McCartney right here on Radio Valencia, transmissions from the mission. This here is Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10. I'm John Hell. I was watching the new Paul McCartney documentary that's Man on the Run. Really freaking good. Like, it definitely talks about the band breakup. And being a Beatles fan, I was aware that John quit first. You know, but, you know, if you're a casual fan, you're like, oh, or Yoko broke up the band. Or like, fuck Paul McCartney. Whatever. Whatever, it's fine. Paul McCartney. That's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. Paul McCartney and Wings right here on the finest of the fine radio stations west of East Rutherford, New Jersey. Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros from their 2015 release, Persona. Wake Up the Sun, the name of the track that we heard there. Seth Ford Young, our dear friend Seth Ford Young there on bass. John Hell here. You know, this show is dedicated to the memory of my dear buddy Brian Doherty, who passed away last Friday scouting a location for his kind of like underground book club that he does, and he fell off a cliffside, I think, at the Presidio. I've known Brian 30 years. Brian's gone through his stuff. I know he had a really bad foot thing for a long time, but he was in really good health. I'm just curious, like, what the hell, man? We've lost so many people to, like, cancer and suicide, so many of our friends over the last decade plus. So many friends, like, in the low dozens, and then he falls off a cliff. Brian, I love you. You're going to be missed. The show is dedicated to you tonight, no doubt about it. Just want to say that. Big thanks to Shane Eldor for putting in the ridiculous amount of awesome effort that they did in the radio studio. Peace to you, Maldoror. Peace to Brian. Peace to all of you. I'm going till 10 o'clock tonight. You can hit me up on the Radio Valencia chatterbox at radiovalencia.fm. You can also just hit, or which also is different. It's fascinating the way this works. And hello to our friends in Waikiki. That's really delightful. I love it. I'm a big fan of just the fact that that's happening. Thank you, Twan. Love. Anyway, I understand that the chatterbox on the website is different than the chatterbox on the app. So you could just say, we could carry on a conversation back and forth from one to the other, and anybody who's only on the one will be confused, but we won't be. That's pretty good. I could do that. I don't mind that. Life is confusing enough as it is, so we can just go ahead and do these things. All right, sticking around, going till 10. Brand new music. Is this new? Yeah, the Darts out of Portland. I love them so much. Up in My Soul off of Halloween Love Songs, Radio Valencia. Let's go.
song. Strictly. You can five.
Okay, so Radio Valencia, that's where you tune into. That's it, right? Transmissions from the Mission. John Hell, that's my name. Monday nights, 8 to 10. Daniel Haver of the Mabuhay. We call him Asterisk because he just does everything all the time. He was on the show last week, and we took him home. I said, yeah, and then we drove him home, and he's in the Excelsior. He might be listening. Hi, Asterisk. And he goes to his door, and he goes, yes. The record came. I'm like, what'd you get? He goes, I got Funhouse. And I'm like, okay. Like, I would imagine he would already own that. And he goes, I buy a new one every year. And I'm like, hot damn, buddy. That's fucking rad as hell, man. Yeah, it is my, like, one of my all-time favorite albums. Why wouldn't it be? Just before that, we started off the set there with some brand new music there from the Darts out of Portland, Up in My Soul, off of their Halloween Love Songs record. Halloween is their favorite holiday. Halloween is my favorite holiday, so that all works out for the best for all of us. Oh, my gosh. Okay, look, I have to admit, it's not even officially spring yet. The weather is being what it is. I wilt when it hits 68 degrees. So at the moment, I'm spitzing over here. But I'm going to survive it. I've got friends who are in much hotter places than me, and so that's fine. And it's interesting because I could be like in a packed club, like just sweating balls, man. And it's like, yeah, this is a great feeling. But if I'm out there in just nature and it's hitting me, I'm like, God damn it, this is not interesting to me. I'm going to be bundled up cold. I don't know. That's me. That's how I feel. That's the way I am. But that being said, we understand it might be an El Nino year and the West Coast is going to get hit. So make sure you're preparing. If you got pets, right, you got to make sure that your pets are cared for. You don't want them to be overheated. You want to make sure that you're hydrating. They're hydrating. Everybody's keeping cool. You got plants. Don't let your plants wilt. Right, there's things to do. We got to prepare for this. This could be a hot spring and a hotter summer. Moving towards the end of the world. This is late stage gangster capitalism. So, it's only going to get hotter. And we have to take care of ourselves and each other. And one of the ways we take care of each other is music. That's why you're tuned into Radio Valencia. We got some great things coming up. Some good co-presents and events and a fun show coming up June 13th. But I'm not ready to tell you about it. But when I am, hot damn, I'm itching. I'm itching to tell you. It's not going to happen yet. I mean, I am. I'm like itching. Like, I need a shot to stop. I need an ointment. I need an ointment to stop the itching. But we'll figure that out. Okay. Ty Siegel and the Muggers did a really great set on the BBC a few years back. They just put it back on an aptly named record. Ty Siegel at the BBC. Candy Sam right here. Radio Valencia. Oh.
Make me up. I am done. Candy's gone. No more. myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I wanna think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine, I feel unsteady, like my love. Listen to me, I cannot see clearly. Isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel ready for my love. Feel ready for my love.
All the moisture has left my body on Radio Valencia. With a song like Lilac Wine, the Jeff Buckley version of the Nina Simone classic, you have to treat it like a jazz standard, or, you know, where you don't do a crossfade, you know what I'm saying? You don't segue into something else. You allow that song to play itself out. off of the magnificent album Grace from 1994. Just before that, if you're wondering what was that whole instrumental weirdness that was going on, that was the Pedro Toulon Connect. That's the one and the only Mike Watt traveling to France with his band, getting together with this incredible group in Toulon, France, putting this record together. In 2021, it was released, called I Mean Alarmed. And really, I just played a portion of side A that's titled Pedro Toulon, and then side B is Toulon Pedro. So I only played a portion of the side. It's so incredible. Before that, some music out of Minneapolis, a really great band called People's Temple. Once again, People's Temple. The record is Musical Garden from 2014. We heard Handsome Nick. That's going out to our boy Nick in North Beach. He owns a lot of furniture, and you know he's gonna make his way in so he can sit in it, whether you want him to or not. Right, Nick? That song was for you. And I started off there with some music from Ty Segall and the Muggers, live at the BBC. They just released that a few weeks ago. It was actually recorded a few years ago. Candy Sam, the name of the track right there. Hot damn. Hot diggity dog. That was good stuff. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights here on Radio Valencia. And I'd be remiss also, and I was reminded of this. We got to be thinking also of our boy Jello Biafra, you know, who suffered a stroke just a little over a week ago. It's put a lot of, partial paralysis on his left side. I don't know if he's home yet. We're trying to figure out how he's doing. We'd love to do a fundraiser for him. So stick around Radio Valencia and our social media, because I know that if we are going to do something for him, we'll blow it up all over there. I know you're all going to come out for Jello. Be him as he is, correct? You know, it's interesting. You know, he wouldn't play our gig that we did a few weeks ago with Flipper and Friends. East Bay Ray and Klaus Fluoride played, and Jello was, I ain't gonna do that. But he was on stage for the Dogs a few days before the big gig, and he was talking smack. Whatever, Jello, we love you as it is. And yet Dead Kennedys, as they are today, on their own socials, they never post about Jello. They just don't. They never do. And yet over the past week, like every day they're posting, and it's like, you know, okay, you ain't dead yet, but how about we try our best to, you know, kiss and make up? I don't know. I mean, who am I to say? Well, I'm John Hill. Who the hell are you? All right, we're going to move forward. We must move forward. We must always move forward. Bill Orcutt came out with an incredible record a few years back called Odds Against Tomorrow. I'm going to play a track here called, well, it's the title track. Is that okay? Odds Against Tomorrow. Radio Valencia. Thank you.
things have gone so tough with me. Too bad things have gone so tough with me. Well, you know it's got me all worried. Worried and misery. I left home this morning. You know I went downtown. When I come back home, you know my house was burning down. Oh, yeah. Things have gone so tough with me. Well, you know that got me all worried. Worried and misery. All right, Brian, I want to hear that guitar now. You know I like to got killed by the truck. Oh yeah. Things have gone so tough with me. Well, you know it got me all worrying. Painted red and black. Couldn't keep up the payment demand. Took it back. Oh yeah. Things have gone so tough with me. Well, you know that got me so worried.
Damn, Sonny. You do you, Sonny Terry. Brownie McGee there on the guitar. Wait, hey, go away now. You are great now. Move on. My bad. DJ Error is what Ron Donovan would say. Rotten Ronnie. Rest in peace, my brother. Bad Luck is the name of the track that we heard right there from 1962. Started off the set there with some Bill Orchid from his 2019 Odds Against Tomorrow release. We heard the title track. Transmissions from the Mission right here, Radio Valencia, with me, John Hell, Monday nights 8 to 10. This is Hell's Kitchen Radio. Just jolly happy to be with you. Hey, Bay Area Young Survivors, or BAYS, is a support community for young people with breast cancer in the San Francisco Bay Area. BAYS provides an inclusive, welcoming, and safe community for young breast cancer patients, survivors, and thrivers. BAYS members share information, resources, and experiences to provide a soft landing space for those facing the particular challenges of being diagnosed with breast cancer at a young age. For more information about the support community and its events, Visit BayAreaYoungSurvivors.org. Again, BayAreaYoungSurvivors.org. Oh, yeah. Lost too many friends. You know, I was starting off the show talking about my dear friend Brian Doherty, who, like, slipped off a cliff and died. Like, what the fuck? I've lost so many friends to cancer. Four friends to brain cancer in, like, just a matter of a couple of years, you know. And suicide, my dear buddy Pepe Ozan, the amazing artist Pepe Ozan. If you know, you know. You know, the guy was actually misdiagnosed, refused to go through what he thought was going to be pain, discharged himself from the hospital, went home and took his own life. Found out, no, actually, he was misdiagnosed. Outstanding stuff. Look, hold your loved ones close, okay? Care for each other. We're a community here. We have to be a community. We got to love one another. And, you know, don't wait till they're gone to have a regret for not telling them that you love them, okay? My name's Hell. Hell is love. I love you. Okay? Let it be known. We're going to get back to the music, or I'm just going to start spilling things. And that's how I do things. I just start spilling things. It's okay. I don't mind spilling things. It's all right. We're going to change up the sound. Is that okay with you? We're going to get just a little bit more loud. I love this band, Poncho and the Wizards. Hot damn, do I love these guys. I need a full length from them. Oh, my God. I saw them open for the Psychedelic Porn Crumpets a couple years back at the Independent, and it was like, whoa, 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 don't stop now, man. Don't stop now. Great EP they put out called Cemetery in 2019. We're going to hear the track Die by the Sword. Oh, great. Oh, that's apropos. Good job, John Hill. Radio Valencia.